This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Every Tuesday, we focus on education as part of the American Graduate Initiative. Today, getting girls passionate about engineering by using marbles. We drop in on a unique field trip. Dozens of middle school girls packed into this Irving Convention Center room tackle the project of the hour. Build a ramp using construction paper, scissors, and tape. A marble's going to roll down it. 14-year-old Lauren Whitley from Richardson West Junior High explains the challenge.
It has to be the slowest and not the fastest. So you want your marble to roll the longest on your ramp.
Lauren and three others like solving this team problem. One of them decides bumps and curves will slow the marble. Gabby Hernandez, a 13-year-old at Irving's Lady Bird Johnson Middle School, figures a long track that dips slightly will help.
But just enough to have it drop a little bit, not too much. It's just very little drop.
To Meg O'Neill, this challenge gets kids focused on finding solutions using engineering. She's an MIT-trained engineer and is now executive assistant to the chairman of ExxonMobil. The company's a longtime sponsor of this event.
What's really important is to get the kids to start thinking about, you know, the physics of the problem. You know, and they don't talk about it as the physics, but you can talk to them about a roller coaster and, well, what do you need for a marble to roll? Well, you need, and in our words, an elevation change. You need a slope. But they'll say, well, if it's steep, it'll go too fast, so it needs to be flatter.
Organizers hope this is more than a fun getaway from school. They hope it inspires girls to pursue engineering. 35 years ago, just 6% of engineers were women. Today, it's now about 14%, according to the Congressional Joint Economic Committee. About 20% of college engineering students are women. That's still low. Lynn Lockenmeyer wants to change that. That's why the chemical engineer, now an ExxonMobil vice president, is mentoring this team of ramp-building girls.
A lot of times, they need to see somebody who is working in a field as an engineer. And if they don't have a role model in their life, they don't understand the opportunities that await. By giving them a hands-on opportunity, the students seem to come alive and really understand what it means to be an engineer.
That seed seems to take root with Aman Alwin, who's 12.
I never thought engineering was going to be something I'd really like until now. I've never really, like, worked with this before until now, and I really like it.
12-year-old teammate Valeria Huerta needed no such inspiration. The Carrollton Farmers Branch student is already hooked on the sciences. She wants to be a doctor.
Dad has cancer, mom, asthma, grandmother, heart issues, sister has asthma. It's all in the line of family.
Valeria wants to help them all fight their battles, especially her dad.
I want to be, when I grow up, the first person to find out how to cure cancer. That's what I really want to do, is cure cancer right now. That would be awesome.
Now it's time for all these teams to roll marbles down their tracks. They get three tries.
Okay, one more. You ready?
For this team, the first two rolls each lasted about 10 seconds on a straight sloping track spread over two long tables. Other teams built tracks with twists and turns, tubes and drops.
11.65. Nailed it. Great job. Wow.
With a roll of nearly 12 seconds, turns out this team actually did a great job and won. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.